Renewable Fuels and Investment in America. Hello and welcome, everyone, and Happy New Year for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The new year brings big changes to the renewable fuels industry, and the renewable fuel standard remains very important. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
Just in time for the new year, the Environmental Protection Agency has set the levels for the 2012 Renewable Fuels Standard. So what does that mean?
It's the closest thing we have to a national energy policy. This sets the requirements of the amount of renewable fuels that have to be in our national fuel supply. So you're looking at 15.2 billion gallons of renewable fuels must be used in the U.S. gasoline supply next year.
American Farm Bureau energy specialist Andrew Walmsley says that policy is an important investment in our country's future.
When you look at 30,000-foot view of what ethanol does for this country, it decreases our reliance on imported fuels, it's economic development, it puts money back in the economy, and it revitalizes rural America. A little over 13 billion gallons that were produced in the last year, that relates to about 400,000 jobs throughout the economy. We talk about jobs so much today. Those are American jobs. In 2010, we replaced 445 million barrels of imported oil. That's more than what we get from Saudi Arabia. And that's $34 billion we didn't export out of the U.S. Those are dollars staying here.
Walmsley says the renewable fuel standard offers the stability to encourage investment in this growing industry.
We live in very unstable times, and it's hard as a business owner on which way to invest. When your government fluctuates, it makes it that much more difficult. Having the RFS in place, you know there's these targets long-term set out till 2022, and they're going to be ramped up over time. And so you know the investment that needs to be made, the infrastructure that needs to be made. It's not something that just happens overnight. There's research, there's genetics, there's everything that goes into creating a new crop on the ag side, but taking it all the way through the fuel side, and then getting it distributed and having vehicles that can run on it or the infrastructure out there to distribute it.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.